are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So building a strong marriage based on biblical principles involves incorporating foundational values and practices derived from the teachings of the Bible. So today we are going to be discussing key ways in which women can contribute to building strong marriages with a biblical foundation. And we are joined on the line by my shepherdess, Shepherdess Dorothy Caputo, who's going to be helping us to look at this. How can we build our strong marriages as women? Good morning, Ma. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Stoli. I'm fine and highly favored. How are you?
I am good, Ma. Thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us.
Thank you so much.
Indeed. Before we start, Ma, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us so that the Holy Spirit may guide us in this conversation?
For sure. Our kind and loving Father, we come again before your throne of mercy, thanking you for waking us up to see the blessings of another day. Here we are as your children, just vessels. May you use us to speak your word. May this word be a blessing wherever it will go. And may we be implementers of the word so that our marriages will be a blessing to the world. Be with my sister, be with me, be with the listeners. It is in Jesus' name we pray, thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen.
Amen and amen. Ma, we're speaking about all things building our strong marriages on biblical principles, right? So how can women actively fostering their personal relationship with God to strengthen their spiritual foundation? Is it possible?
Yes, it is possible. Why do I say so? According to Matthew 6:33, I paraphrase, by first seeking God's kingdom. God's love first is the foundation of building true intimacy with God. Thereafter, it will go to the spouse. For sure, women can foster their personal relationship with God in various ways to strengthen their spiritual foundation. Here are some common practices that they can do. I'll be as brief as possible. We have prayer. Prayer, as a woman, you can engage in regular prayers to communicate with God, seeking guidance, comfort, and strength. This may include both structured and non-structured spontaneous conversation with God throughout the day.
Okay.
Also, scripture reading is very important. Dedicate some time to read the Word of God, the Sacred Bible, and participate in Bible studies, devotional reading. Attend religious classes to deepen your understanding of spiritual teaching. Not only that, involve yourself in community and fellowship with other women. Join groups of other women, engage in spiritual retreats. Also, another one is service and charity.
Okay.
In our church, we have the Dorcas Workers. Be one of them and be practical. You can be a Dorcas as an individual by doing that which Dorcas from the Bible, according to Acts, used to do. Also, reflect and meditate. Have time for reflection and meditation. Also, be a lifelong learning woman. How do you do it? Seek opportunities for spiritual growth and learning. This may involve reading religious literature books, attending seminars or workshops, listening to sermons or podcasts, or engaging in discussion with spiritual mentors. I can give a practical example on this one, my story. I have a group which we have with Shepherdess Mutoya, which is known as Fascinating Womanhood. We are reading a book every time, maybe for 3 months, and discussing. And it is a group that has been created for each and every woman who wants to make a difference in her life.
Okay.
It is a worldwide group. And we are learning every day. We don't even record the discussions because we want it to have to be a safe place for all women who wants to make a difference in their marriages. Also, we have what we call women mentorship. It is also another group that Shepherdess Mudo and her husband has married. We call different mentors who mentor us in different situations, different topics, be it financial, marriage. And this group incorporates 16 and above years. Be a learner for life. Another one is having personal spiritual practices. What is this? Women often develop personal spiritual practices tailored to their individual needs and preferences. This includes journaling, creating art, practicing mindfulness, engaging in other rituals that hold personal significance. What is it that you can do that can make a difference as a woman of God? The other one that I would want to end with is the mindful living. How do you do it? Integrate your faith into daily life.
Okay.
Women strive to live according to their religious values and principles. This may involve making ethical decisions, practicing gratitude, showing kindness and compassion to others, and seeking to align your action with your spiritual beliefs. It's not about talking, but to be implementers of that which we are talking about. It's a long time when people heard, it's a lot of time that people hear sermons. We want to see moving sermon. That is the goal of the women today. That's what I can say about this one, Sissy Stoll.
So if as a woman, right, my spirit, my personal spiritual growth is positive, you know, how will that now impact the dynamics of my marriage? How would that now, would that have an impact, or it's just my own? It's just my own, you know, my marriage does not enter anywhere there. Or just because I'm strong, you know, I'm a prayerful woman, I'm devoted, now that also translates to my marriage.
Yes, yes, yes. To a greater level, just like we have discussed earlier on, personal relationship with God. My spouse automatically, it will work out for good. A woman's personal spiritual growth can for sure positively impact the dynamics of the marriage in several ways. Increased emotional intelligence. This will deepen my spiritual practices. You will often develop greater emotional intelligence, including empathy, compassion, and patience. And when you look at these qualities, you can enhance your communication understanding with your spouse in marriage, leading to more harmonious interaction and conflict resolution. So yes, you can pray, but as you are seeking God's guidance, in all that you're doing as a woman, a fascinating woman, you need to incorporate this. You can even strengthen your commitment. How do you do it? A strong spiritual foundation can strengthen the commitment of both partners in the marriage.
Okay.
You share the values, the beliefs, and the spiritual practices, provide a sense of unity and purpose, fostering a deeper bond between you as spouses. Also, it helps you to enhance conflict resolution skills. When you are spiritually growing, you involve cultivating qualities such as forgiveness, humility, and the ability to see beyond immediate circumstances. Yes, problem will be there, but we have a God we have already committed ourselves to, who will help us in all our challenges. At the end of the day, this will help our marriages to be healthier and allow us as couples to navigate challenges with grace and understanding. Also, we have greater intimacy and connection. As individuals, we deepen the connection with the spiritual selves. We often get a greater sense of inner peace, fulfillment, and authenticity. This can positively impact our relationship with our spouse, leading to deeper emotional intimacy and connection.
Okay.
Not only that, we can also look at shared spiritual practices as a couple, engaging in spiritual practices together, such as prayer, meditation, attending religious services.
Mm.
All these can strengthen and bond your relationship and create shared experience that deepen your connection with each other. So you can't run away from it. When you are spiritually enhanced, spiritually impacted, your marriage will be spiritually impacted also.
Mm-hmm.
I can go on and on, but for today, I can say those ones.
Mm-hmm. So on a daily, Ma, you know, sometimes these are our husbands, né? They make us angry sometimes, but how do we now actively demonstrate love and respect towards our spouses on a daily interaction, even when, you know, they just took off the socks as they entered the house? They didn't put the socks where the socks are supposed to go. You know, how then do we show them love and respect?
You are very true, Maya. It is very true. It is frustrating. We are human beings, and more importantly, we are very imperfect. Mm. This imperfect person marries this imperfect person.
Hey.
It's God and God. But there are several ways in which we can demonstrate love and respect towards our spouses in our daily interaction. Some of them can be communication, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
As women, we communicate actively by listening to our spouses, mm-hmm. express our appreciation, offer encouragement. Mm-hmm. We communicate openly and honestly, expressing our thoughts and feelings with respect and empathy. Mm-hmm. Yes, he has thrown the token there. You pick it. And jokingly, you even may pass a joke. I've picked this one. I've thrown it there. I've put the basket, washing basket. Honey, remember to throw it in here.
Yeah.
Not only that, show affection.
Mm.
How? By such as kissing, hugging, though this may not be a take to every marriage.
Mm.
It depends the relationship that you have and your culture plays a role. Mm. And also you can support as a spouse his dreams, his vision, his interests. Continue encouraging him, especially when he's down.
Mm.
You know, you can be kneeling down like in our African culture. I don't know with South Africa, but Zambia, one of it, you kneel down when you're giving respect to your husband.
Mm.
But there are times when you see somebody may kneel down, but not coming from the heart.
Mm.
So when you talk about respect, you can respect your man.
Mm.
His opinions, feelings. You also set boundaries. Avoid criticizing and belittling yourselves. Especially I've seen married people belittling themselves in public. It is not health at all. Have quality time and do acts of service. Find time to say thank you. Gratitude is very important. Express gratitude to your spouse for the presence, the efforts, the contribution, and many of the things that your spouse gives you or your husband.
Mm.
This expresses respect to your husband. And also show empathy, be understanding. And not only that, continue growth and improvement as a woman is another key element that will help you to show respect to mm. him. How? You, as a woman, work on yourself,
mm.
on your relationship,
mm.
seek to learn and grow as an individual and also as partners.
Yeah.
Try to invest time and effort into building a strong and loving respect. Respectful marriage.
Mm.
So, an overall point is, Mama, demonstrating love and respect toward your spouse in daily interaction involves a combination of communication, affection, support, empathy, and mutual appreciation.
Mm.
It's about consistent showing care, consideration, and commitment to nurturing a loving and a respectful relationship. I love reading by nature, my sister story.
Uh-huh.
And one of the books that I can recommend is written by Gary Chapman.
Mm.
The Five Love Languages.
Yes.
If you go into this one, you find that each one of us as partners, there's something that you love. Some love words of affirmation, others quality time, others receiving gifts, others acts of service, others physical touch. Find out which one is the love language for your spouse. Thank you so much.
There's a comment that is coming through on our WhatsApp line saying, did the shepherd say women should communicate expressively and clearly?
Yes, I agree to that.
No.
Yes. You know, there's this notion, I don't know about our African culture.
Yeah.
There's this inhibition. I don't know of our African culture. Let me be home. Our Zambian culture. Maybe it is our tradition where it's like women, we have been taught from the wedding communication and wedding instruction that you need not to express yourself. For us who are in Christ, we are set free. We need to express freely.
Yep.
By God's grace, the Lord is going to help us.
Indeed. I hope, my listener, you got it clearly now as well. You know, we must communicate clearly. Looking at the book of Ephesians 5 verses 33, Ma. So in what ways can we now express love and respect for each other as outlined in that particular book, the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 33?
Wow. I want to read it so that it is not just something that we are quoting from the blues.
Yes.
Ephesians 5 verse 33 reads as follows. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as he himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. That is what the Bible is telling us.
Yes.
We realize that Ephesians 5:33 provides guidance on how, as spouses, we can express and love and respect each other within the context of marriage. Here are some ways we can do that, Mama. Number one, we talked about love earlier. In fact, I'm not going to run away from the five love language that I mentioned. Those are also very important under this discussion. Let's consider them.
Okay.
So when we look at love, we have affection. Showing physical affection and communicating in love with warmth. Support each other by offering emotional support during difficult times and celebrating each other's successes also demonstrates love and respect. Also listening to, take a listening ear. I teach communication, and under communication, you find that we don't teach about listening. When we are born, no one will sit you down and say, sit down, I teach you how to listen. Even at work, I teach English. We teach these other aspects, speaking, writing, and reading. We don't teach listening, and I think that's why we have a challenge in our marriages, because we are ready to give advice without listening. But we are saying, if indeed you want to express love and respect, learn to listen. How do you listen? Listen actively to each other without being judgmental or interrupting. It really shows respect, and it shows that you care for your spouse's thoughts and feelings. Also have quality time.
Okay.
Time spending intentionally. Quality time together strengthens the bond between spouses and fosters deep communication and respect. And when you differ, you foster mutual respect by understanding. It doesn't mean when you have a difference, then you... It doesn't mean when you have a difference, you cannot respect a friend.
Yes.
You need, even under circumstances where you have been offended, respect should be maintained. By the way, when you love your friend, it is not what your friend does that will define your spouse. He is your spouse. He is your love of your life, no matter what he does. And by the way, we are told that we are complementers, companions, not competitors. Therefore, we are there to help each other. Just to break a little bit, when I was quoting my husband, he told me, "Do you know why I want to marry Dorothy?" I said, "No, I want to marry because I want to get to heaven." Then I said, "Wow, I'm in for it." Now, if I'm taking this man to heaven, it is not a small matter.
Yay.
So remember to be empathetic, remember to be submissive and loving for to his leadership. That's what I can say on this one, ma'am.
I think my husband is listening. My husband, did you marry me so I can take you to heaven? Please, tell me tonight.
I love that one. I'm on duty 24/7. I'm taking one person to heaven.
You know. So, how can you know the ladies? How can they nurture emotional, spiritual, and
hello?
Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, I can hear. There is poor connection here. I can hear you. Go through.
All right, we are back. So how can we now nurture emotional, spiritual, and physical intimacy within the context of our Christian marriage?
Hello,
can you... Okay, let me call you back then because it seems the network is a problem. Let me call you back quickly to our listeners at home. If you also do want to engage with us, the number to dial is +27 7834 7035 20. That number again is +27 7834 7035 20. We're speaking about all things women, biblical foundations for their marriage, etc. So please do get in touch with us there. I believe we have our shepherdess back. Shepherdess, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you clearly. Yes,
lovely,
you can go on.
Yes. So how can we nurture emotional, spiritual, and physical intimacy within the context of our Christian marriages?
We'll get back to the author. That is by first seeking intimacy with God individually. Then, as a unit, as a couple, thereafter, we will be intentional and deliberate in putting our partner's needs first. So it is very important to put our partner's needs first. Your aim is to make sure that my partner is happy. When your partner is happy, you'll be happy too. Be a happening woman. It is very important. Some of the things that can help you to nurture emotional, spiritual, and physical intimacy are as follows. Become more aware. Ask God to help you see tiny moments as opportunities to turn towards your spouse. For example, when my husband comes home from work and shares about his day, I see to it that I invite him to connect with me so that when we talk, it will be something that will uplift him. Not only that, also I speak the truth in love in case something has gone wrong. I should speak it in truth, no matter how painful it is. By the way, you are dealing with a friend who is an adult also. Therefore, they have their own pain and feelings. The other thing is, as you give your answers in love and in truth, be gentle. Don't use harsh words, according to Proverbs 15, verse 1. Love and respect each other, like we have already mentioned. Always say the truth, like we have been admonished in Ephesians 5, verse 33. Extend your grace and seek to understand. Get that grace from him. Seek also to be understood. And in everything, have a caring conversation with your partner, always. Clothe yourself with love. Mostly be a fountain of blessing. How? Catch your spouse doing something good and compliment them. Instead of criticizing your spouse, find something you can cherish about them. Show affection such as patting them on the back, saying, "Well done, don't be reserved. That is your companion for eternity." Thank you so much.
Hey, don't be reserved, Berg. Beautiful one there. So as we wrap up, Ma, what biblical insight can guide us in building a deeper and more meaningful connection?
Wow, we have a lot of them, Mom. Let me just highlight a few.
Mm-hmm.
One, foundation of love.
Okay.
When we read the Bible, 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, what does it say? Love is described as patient, kind, not envious, not boastful, not proud, not rude, not self-seeking, not easily angered, keeps no record of wrongs, does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. When you look at these qualities, my story, I realize that, Lord, give me sufficient grace to live according to your word. May God help us to embody these qualities in our interaction with our spouses. May we cultivate a deeper and more meaningful connection when we allow the insights from the Bible to correct, direct, rebuke us. Another one that I love is unity and oneness. Read with me Genesis 2:24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. This verse emphasizes the importance of unity and oneness in marriage. Building a deeper connection involves prioritizing unity, mutual respect, and shared goals within the marriage. Also, communication and understanding. We are now emphasizing what we have learned from a biblical point of view. When we read the Proverbs 18:21, it says, the tongue has the power of life and death.
Yes.
And those who love it will eat its fruit. My question is, what do you say to your spouse? As a woman, when did you realize that what you said to your loved one was something that belittled him? Effective communication is essential for building a deeper connection. This involves not only expressing ourselves honestly, but also listening with empathy and understanding to our spouse's perspective. The last one that I want to talk about from the biblical insight is prayer and spiritual growth. When we read Philippians 4:6-7, it encourages to not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Therefore, building a deeper connection involves cultivating a shared spiritual life through prayer, worship, and mutual support in spiritual growth. It is a marathon and a determined work to do, to grow together from the biblical insight. So we are saying, yes, by applying these biblical insights in our marriage, we can build a deeper and more meaningful connection with our spouses, rooted in love, unity, communication, forgiveness, and spiritual growth. That's that, Mama.
Thank you so much, Ma, for coming through and clarifying and explaining all of those things for us. I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us as we wrap up?
Yeah, to the every woman, before I wrap up, to every fascinating woman listening, remember, there is hope for all marriages through Christ, who gives us strength and the author of our marriage. Always remember to be an exceptional woman, for you can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Philippians 4:13, we are praying. Kind and loving Father, thank you for the opportunity of life. Thank you for giving us marriages. May we stand to knowing you are the author and the finisher of our lives. including our marriages. Bless us. We want to go to heaven with our spouses, our children, our friends, our relatives. May you bless Sister Stole. May you bless us as we listen to the word, never to be the same again, but to be implementers of your word. It is in Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mama. You have yourself a blessed day.
Be blessed, always, sister. Amen.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.